Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
It's Thursday, Diana.
It is Thursday.
Yeah, so here at the Tech Table, we like to bring you fun and refreshing things on Thursday. And it's
different themes.
Different themes, yeah.
Different topics.
So today is garden hacks. I don't really know what hacks refers to. Like, is that like I'm a hack?
You remember like Life Hacker when we talked about Life Hacker?
Oh, so yeah, so it's like
basically
secrets
and tips.
Hints.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ways to get around stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when I was a kid, we had a garden, you know, a big garden out back, you know, on the farm. And it was always great until you had to go out there and like in the sweltering heat and your mom would make me pick all of the green beans.
Mm.
Yeah. And it was even worse when grandma oversaw it because grandma was like all about it. She was like, you missed one. You missed one there. You missed one. I mean, it was like you had to get every, you know, it was intense stuff.
Well, you don't want it to go to waste.
Well, no, I know. I realized that. It seemed like hard time, though, to me when I was 8 years old. But,
yeah.
You know.
It made you a better person.
We've tried to have a garden.
Doesn't go very well.
Well, you wouldn't know. You've never seen it. it's true. But but yeah, I didn't have time for it either.
Yeah.
And then yeah, mom ended up coming over and tending
to it. Right,
taking
care of the garden.
Yeah, exactly. So it just did not work well. But people do enjoy gardening, and I think it's a great thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it does take time.
Yes.
And it's almost time to plant that garden. It's springtime, and so we've got a few web finds here that will maybe give you some tips. We found.
Yes. So, do you have limited sun? Here are 15 plants that need only 4 hours of direct sunlight each day. So you might have that garden back behind a shed or something, right?
Right, yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's kind of a list of that. You got kale, beets, parsley, cilantro, scallions, lettuce, garlic, spinach, bok choy.
Bok choy.
Mm-hmm. Mustard greens, chard, parsnips, carrots, potatoes, and arugula.
Arugula. I always liked arugula.
Arugula.
Yeah, it was fun to say that.
So those will be okay if you have limited sun.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did not know that about lettuce.
I didn't either.
Huh. Interesting. What kind of lettuce do you know?
I don't. It just said lettuce.
Just lettuce. Well, there's lots of
maybe any lettuce.
I don't know. We had romaine, and it did really well, but it was mostly sunny. I don't know. All right, so you want to keep the mosquitoes away.
Yes, please.
Put a couple of containers on your deck with this combination of plants, and these are known to repel mosquitoes. So instead of, you know, burning those citronella candles and all that stuff that they have, which frankly irritates
you can just
me.
Grow stuff.
Like you might as well have a bonfire. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, you can do a citronella geranium, which I love geraniums.
Mm-hmm.
Marigold variety, the lemon gem, will get rid of mosquitoes. That's interesting.
Mm.
Lemongrass, catnip.
Mm, good old catnip.
Yeah, and that's really interesting. And then lemon thyme also.
Yeah, good.
Very interesting. Good. Interesting. So those will help repel mosquitoes. So if you put those in a nice like pot on your deck, that'll help repel the mosquitoes. Very cool.
Yeah. Now, here's a cool thing that would be helpful for people like us who don't have time to do a lot and eat things immediately. Freeze fresh herbs in olive oil. Toss them in a pan when you're ready to use them.
Oh, I've seen this.
And never waste fresh herbs again.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So when you grow the fresh herbs, then you put them in olive oil and freeze them. And then you toss them in the pan when you need to use them. And they're like, they're cubes. And that just works beautifully.
Yeah, there
I've
you go.
Seen that. I love that tip. So there are a lot of tips on the web.
Mm-hmm.
So take a look around and find some of these garden hacks. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.